Hi, everybody, and welcome to Bites by MSDN. My name is Zane DeBulsey, and before we get to our guest today, I'd like to say a word from our commercial sponsor, Visual Studio. So there's these great keyboard shortcuts you can get your hands on, and we're going to include a link to it. Make sure you get a hold of these lovely PDF files that you can take advantage of today in multicolor format. So my guest today is Todd Anglin. Todd, pleasure to see you.
Good to see you, Zane.
All right, man. So you're from Telluric, huh?
I am from Telluric. Yeah. What was the clip
mean? You know, I think it was the bright shirt that did it for me. Yeah, the little lime green thing. Yeah. I see all the lime green dudes running around everywhere in New Orleans. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're everywhere today.
Oh, man. Telluric people are taking over. So tell me, though, what is going on in your world? You and I are from Houston, right?
Right.
So I spend a lot of time with you, but you're always a jet setter. You're worldwide.
Telluric's everywhere. So I've got to be everywhere, right?
Yeah.
So that helps. But it's a busy week. I mean, this is Tech Ed. I mean, this is a big week. We've got lots of things going on. Telluric, you know, I'm over in Houston, like you said, in the Houston office for Telluric. So we road tripped it over here for Tech Ed this week. So
right.
We had that fun trip. We've got people from Bulgaria, Boston, Austin, all over the world coming in. And we're talking about a lot of stuff. We've got a lot of new things happening at Telluric as we expand our vision to say software is more than just building. It's more than that construction phase. It's planning, it's testing, and all that. So we have lots of new things to talk about in that space and show people and introduce them to the bigger, broader concept of Telluric is more than the UI component vendor.
Yeah, because you really don't hear. I mean, you guys, you know, we know, and I know from personal experience, you guys are just fabulous community folks. You're always giving stuff to the community. You're always involved in the community. You yourself run the NorthHouston.net user group. So, I mean, you guys, you're just fabulous. But I don't hear a lot, you know, or I don't personally get a chance to work with Telluric controls because I'm always doing the default
you're
installs.
You're an evangelist.
I'm an evangelist.
Like me, maybe a little more.
Yeah, so. I do the default
settings.
You let
the other people touch the controls.
That's right. I don't know what coding is. What are you talking about? So tell me, what's like the great stuff going on at Telluric?
Oh, there's some really cool stuff right now that's really unique, especially if we're talking developers. So even though we're expanding this vision to address all phases, and we have things like Team Pulse, which is a new way to help teams, especially TFS teams, capture ideas, get that planning phase even more optimized. There's some really cool stuff happening in the dev space. With Silverlight becoming as popular as it is, and developers really adopting Silverlight, there's this new challenge of how do I get my data from the server into my Silverlight client? How do I do that quickly and make that evolution from what I may be doing today, maybe it's ASP.NET, and start adopting this. And so we've got some really cool tools.
Very
in fact,
nice.
We're demoing here where you can literally, using a wizard, use Open Access ORM, our ORM product, so there's that data layer, generate your entity model, run a wizard that will build your service layer using WCF, Astoria, or whatever it is you want.
Just kind of get to
pick.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then, if you want, it'll go as far as actually building your basic CRUD Silverlight application.
Really?
All the way. So that in a matter of seconds, you can take your domain object, map it out, generate your service layer, get your Silverlight app, and you're up and running and ready to just go to the races.
Now, is it ugly, or I assume it's skinnable?
Is it ugly?
Yeah, it's one thing I do when I auto-generate. I always get these insanely, and you know, I know we're bad about this sometimes, really ugly auto-generated stuff.
So I will say about the auto-generated, it's designed to give developers a starting point and be customized. And so for that very reason, it's kept relatively simple. So you get a Telluric grid for your various entities. You get them in a cover flow sort of animated, rich, you know,
yeah, those are very
scheme.
Hot. So, I've seen those.
So the whole idea is to give you a rich starting point, but don't go so far as to assume, and in fact, we don't even encourage you to just go launch this into production.
Right.
The idea is get that whole communication layer set up. That part that's a little bit hard, takes you time, and then lets you customize. And let's not put too much in the way. You know, too much can be hard to customize.
Well, it's WPF, and we can skin it, right? So you can get crazy
in
with
this
it.
Case.
And do you guys have, like, any custom skins or anything that you can throw into that? I think I've seen them for some of your grids.
Sure, yeah. We've got a handful of skins.
Yeah.
You know, and then we have tools that help you. Well, Blend, obviously.
Yeah, Blend.
Things like Blend to help you really stylize and theme if you're doing WPF or XAML. But if you're on the ASP.NET side, the WinForm side, we have tools to help you skin there.
So
you know themes are important. I mean, themes apps to
themes
managers.
Are a huge deal.
So we have to make sure that's an easy process.
Yeah, and I've personally seen some of that, and I love the themes you guys have. So some really sweet stuff.
Intelligent designers that are doing some neat stuff there.
Yeah, some really lovely stuff. So are you guys looking at any Windows Phone 7 stuff?
Windows Phone 7. I'm glad you brought it up.
I'm glad I brought that up.
I was researching this show. Because, you know, it's a big honor to be here. I know you guys like those juicy tidbits of information.
Whee!
So those little bites.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to bring some of that. And we are looking at Windows Phone 7.
Very cool.
Phone 7 is going to be huge for developers. I mean, the idea of taking Silverlight and extending its reach onto yet another platform, a very major emerging platform. I mean, mobile in general is just blowing up right now, right?
Yeah, things are getting crazy.
So since it's Silverlight, this is one place we can really bring our expertise in Silverlight to mobile, so we're looking at that. Right now we're really talking to developers to try to get a better understanding of what do you want to see on mobile. I've had a really fun time opening developers' eyes to the idea that Windows Phone 7 represents for the very first time even the option to have a reusable component market, because all the other platforms up till now have been too dispersed or too locked down to enable that. So devices have too many form factors. Doesn't make sense to build reusable components.
Right.
An iPhone-type device is too locked in. There's no room to build reusable components. Windows Phone in the .NET marketplace is going to be huge because this is going to be new for mobile, and that's why we're excited to be part of it. And we are planning demos right now. I can say that we will doing some demos later this summer, so we'll have some exciting stuff to show off. So to the audience of Bytes, I would say Windows Phone 7 is going to be big, and look to just a few months from now, later this summer, and we'll have some really cool stuff to show.
Oh, I can't wait. I mean, Windows Phone 7 is going to be huge. We know this. You guys are just the premier interface WPF guys. You've always done great.
We work really hard.
We love Telerik. All right. Well, thank you very much, Todd. We appreciate having you here. And folks, thank you very much for joining us for Bytes from MSDN. This is our last show, so I just want to sign off by saying we love you all, and we'll see you next time. Play nice with the other kids.